Rob Murray and our Mountain Insider, Tanya Faubert. Uncorked is underway now. My friend and I went to lunch yesterday, and we looked at the Uncorked menu and like, let's try something we've never done before. So we went to the Canmore Golf Course, where their $12 lunch special was a tortiere. Now, my dad makes an epic tortiere, so I had to try Chef Mike's to find out if it was just as good. It was different than my dad's tortiere, and I mean that as a compliment, because it was good in a different way, because nothing could beat my dad's, you know. But
of course.
Yeah, but, you know, with mashed potatoes and peas, I was actually surprised the amount of food that I got for $12. Have you done any Uncorked lunches yet?
I am a luncher. I have my favorite sandwich at every cafe in town. I did go to Mountain Juice. They had half a sandwich, and you could get either a small smoothie or a small juice with it for $10. Of course, Community Cafe, a $12 lunch feature every day.
Right.
And can we have $12 lunch specials every week?
Uncorked, I love the set price menus, but I think what makes Canmore Uncorked like Canada's event of the year and sets it apart from everything else are the signature events. You and I did one of those on Tuesday, the Bistro Tour, and it was about the third set when Quartetto Gelato was performing for us and all the other guests at Murrieta's, these world-class musicians. It was just like, wow, this is really something that you don't see every day and you won't get anywhere else.
Well, no, and we were in fact sitting with the oboe player, Colin, for the first course, chatting, eating, and then all of a sudden they get up and they play. And they play the most wonderful music of a level that I think people don't even realize until they actually see them. For example, the accordion player, four-time world champion, he was rocking out.
They're so great. And I'm so excited to see the culmination. I think it's one of the cornerstone events at the Cornerstone Theater, Mountain FM Culinary Symphony this Friday.
And this is the second year. And one of the great things I think about Uncorked is how much it goes from one year to the next, increasing the awesomeness.
Yeah.
Knowing last year's symphony was one of those experiences with food and music that I'd never had before, this year should be taking us to new boundaries as well.
Totally. CanmoreUncorked.com. I mean, if you haven't experienced any of the set price menus or Uncorked at all, I mean, what the heck?
What are you doing?
And if you haven't experienced any of the signature events, I think you're missing out on the true Uncorked experience. That's just my opinion, though. You can Uncorked however you like. The Big Brunch is wrapping things up on Sunday, and I believe there's still some tickets for that one. So if you're looking just for something to do that's a little different than just a standard menu thing, that might be worth going to.
Get Uncorked.
CanmoreUncorked.com.